What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for joining me for another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This one's for the Charles Schwab Challenge, and while it's not a major, it's still a pretty good week with some big time money to be won on the DFS site. So I'm going to give you my top five sleepers that'll help you create a little bit of variance, a little bit of edge on the field. Of course, if these guys perform well, when you do, they should be lower owned. So that's why we go over this. Now let's go into transparency corner here very quickly. Last week, well, I might have had a T4 in here for a guy that was under 5% owned, but three guys missed the cut. So I'm going to give myself just a C. Harris English came in a tie for 64th. Mark Leishman missed the cut. Adam Scott missed the cut. Justin Thomas missed the cut. Oof. Shane Lowry, he was my lone bright spot there, coming in a tie for fourth. So let's go ahead. I don't think I can get much worse than last week, although it wasn't a fail because I did have a top five. So let's see if I can find a couple of those here this week. And I'm going to start off with the heir apparent to the FootJoy and Titleist regime. Yeah, I'm talking about Peter Uihlein here. He's had quite a decent year. He's gone to the Korn Ferry. And I shouldn't say year. How about the last month and a half or two? Gone to the Korn Ferry Tour and racked up a couple of top tens, including a win there. And he seems to like this course a lot. Even the last couple of years when he hasn't been playing well, he's gotten a start here and he's coming 14th and 13th in each of them. So I say, why not at 2%? You don't really have to go overweight that much to get, you don't have to give him much weighting to get overweight there. So for Peter Uihlein, strokes gained ranks, well, it hasn't looked good when he has played 201st off the tee and 205th on the approach. Yikes. Now, granted, the Korn Ferry stats aren't in here, all that, so it's probably not as bad as that looks. 83rd around the green and 79th putting. Next guy I want to talk about, Billy Horschel. For me, I watched him play a decent amount over the weekend. He was on coverage there quite a bit, featured group coverage on ESPN Plus, all that fun stuff at the PGA Championship, and his swing looks pretty good. The fact that he's going to be under 10% owned at 8,800 with decent course history here, 38th and 19th in the last 2 years, 23rd last week, I don't really see a reason not to play him. 28th off the tee this year is going to give you that consistency that you need here at Colonial. Now we just hope the approaches kind of find their way in, 155th. 147 around the green and 46 putting. Also, I want to note about Billy Horschel. This guy is on the verge of either automatically qualifying for the Ryder Cup or at least getting heavy consideration. I mean, granted, he just won the match play not too long ago, and hey, that's what the Ryder Cup is. So I would think another win or two, and he would have to be highly considered for the team. As much as I don't know if I would like him on the team, or I don't really know if I like him, but that's okay. This week in PGA DFS, we don't care about emotions, even though there are a lot of those going around on the PGA Tour right now. We just want to know the best play, and Billy Horschel might be one of those this week. Another guy, speaking of Ryder Cup, the next two guys I'm going to talk about definitely have some implications here this year. One of them, though, is Matt Wallace. He has had a pretty good year. In fact, last time the tour was in Texas there, in the Valero, he had one of his best finishes, almost beating Jordan Spieth there down the stretch. 8,200 and under 10% owned, coming in projected right around 6%. Did miss the cut here right out of COVID, so I don't know. I'm going to look too much into that. And only had one bad round last week. It was Saturday, a terrible round that shot him down the leaderboard. And look at his strokes gain rank, 64 off the tee, fourth on the approach, 29 around the green, and 58 putting. Shows you a pretty balanced game for an 8,200 golfer. Okay, Lee Westwood is going to be the next one, and I'm talking about him because of his price and ownership. 7,600. It's a lot cheaper than what we've seen him, of course, after his good stretch of golf. And now we've had, two pretty decent starts. Now, granted, the weekend didn't go as planned for Lee Westwood last week, but still two made cuts in a row. Comes to a course where you got to keep the ball in the fairway and got to be a good iron player. I would suspect that that's how Lee Westwood has made pretty much his entire monies over the course of the past 20 years. Maybe not all, but certainly a large part of it. So I like him this week. On the strokes gain ranks, he doesn't have that many starts over here. 114 off the tee, 80th on the approach, 92nd around the green, and 76 putting. Okay, last guy, Jason Kokrak. $9,000. Probably a little too high, but 5% ownership, probably a little too low given the fact that he came in third here, just missing out on that playoff right out of COVID. He looked pretty good last week, except for one round, and he's got everything you'd want in terms of strokes gain here. He's a good putter. He's good off the tee, going to keep it in the fairway, and he gets hot with those irons. He was only ranked 73rd this year, but when he does get going, he's one of the better ones. So Jason Kokrak, I like him a lot at 5% this week. So let's go ahead and go 5-1 quickly. Peter Uihlein, Billy Horschel, Matt Wallace, Lee Westwood, and Jason Kokrak. That is your top five sleepers for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Good luck this week. And we've still got a lot of great golf coming up. The U.S. Open at Torrey Pines coming up in just a couple of weeks. So make sure you like and subscribe to see all the content we have coming out. And of course, if we've got any deals coming up, you'll want to know and subscribe. A great way to get notified about them. So until next time, everybody, we will see you on the other side. Cheers.